What other kind of things did people do for recreation or for entertainment?
Well, I was a member of the PRORET, which is Provincial Recreations, started by the provincial government in the Depression.
Oh.
And they had centers in all areas of the city, and you paid 50 cents for the season, and you went. They had afternoon classes for ladies and evening classes for the girls that worked, and also for men, and we did Swedish exercises, and square dancing, rhythmic dancing,
mm-hmm.
some tap dancing. What else did we do? Once a year at the end of the season, all the centers got together and put on a display over at Hastings Park. A great big do it was then, you know, with marching, with flags and orchestras, and all the girls in their uniforms. They had blue uniforms with a white elastic up the side.
Did people have to provide their own uniforms?
Yes, they did.
You bought them.
You had to buy those. They took your measurements, and if I remember correctly, we paid $3.50 for the uniform. And then, if you decided not to go anymore, you sold it to someone else.
You could make your own shoes that they used.
We did make our own shoes out of cloth, and they had a pattern that you could. Came somehow like this, and a piece of elastic came around here and through a slot there to keep on your feet.
So it tied on the front, or it?
It was elastic through there.
It was elastic. Mm-hmm.
Right. And a solid piece up here.
Over the toe.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't just made of material, though. That was
yes, it
was. Was it soles? Wasn't that slippery? I thought it was made of moleskin or something, rather, that wasn't slippery.
Some may have been, but a lot of them were just made of fabric.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a pair of ballet slippers that I wore because I had done ballet when I was in my teens, and I still had my ballet slippers, which were ideal, really.
There was a pianist that played for PRORET, so you did everything.
Not one, but several, one for each center.
Yeah.
Or several centers.
And they were paid by the government.
Well, where was your center?
Up at Jubilee.
At Jubilee.
First we started in the Jubilee Labor Hall. And then they moved to a church hall, which was on Kingsway. And then they pulled that church down. And then we went over to the auditorium in the school across here at Nelson Avenue.
And did a lot of people go to the program?
Oh, yes, indeed. I've been talking to several of the people that went, and they used to walk blocks to go to these centers.
A friend of Mother's who went to school with Mum in Burnaby when she went down on Marine Drive was one of the pianists, and they're still good friends. And a lot of the instructresses, I should say, Mom still sees periodically.
Yes, we still keep in touch. This friend of mine that played for us, she's very good at playing without music, marches, you name it, she can play it. And when she first came out, she had to take the streetcar from Beaconsfield, which is pretty close to Vancouver. And she didn't get any pay at all. And then eventually when they got organized, Mrs. Keatley was the head of all this. I don't know if you've heard of Phil Keatley. Well, anyway, he's quite prominent now in broadcasting and writing and one thing and another. Eventually they did pay the pianists, and as they got better financially, they paid a little more money, but there really wasn't very much money in
it. She played several times a week, didn't she, to her?
Yes, she went to different centers.
Yeah. Do you think that program was started then because it was seen as a need at that particular time?
Definitely it was, yes.
Would that have been stopped, I would think, at probably 1939, the start of the war, maybe?
It's not actually ever stopped. They still continue on with what they call Keep Fit classes. Mickey still teaches Keep Fit classes.
Is that run by the government still?
Well, it's in the schools. Mm-hmm. She teaches over here at McPherson Park School. Mm-hmm. And they call them Keep Fit classes now. They're different, of course, to when we went.
This pro-rec was much bigger. It was a thing that a lot of young people, middle-aged ones, and even older ones went to. It was a big... big thing in those days.
Yeah.
But it was very good. It really was. It was something to look forward to.
It was also a night out.
Well, this is what I say. It was something to look forward to, and I'm sure that it was very beneficial because I never caught a cold all winter, even though I laid on cold floors and danced around, you know. Yeah. Never caught a cold.
Yeah, I suppose people didn't have very many different things that they could afford to do in the evening.
That's right. We used to have our own little group of neighbors that would come together and play cards of an evening, you know, and that's just about all that you had to do. There was a show up here on Kingsway, and it was 25 cents to go, so... When Dad was flush with money, well, he would give us the money to go up to the show, 25 cents.
An extra nickel you could get some popcorn.
On Monday nights, they have a special program, and if you paid an extra nickel, you would get a piece of silverware or a piece of chinaware or a piece of glassware. And I've sat through more rotten shows.
For a nickel, eh?
The shows are... owned by the Digneys, they came out from Brandon, I guess, in about the mid-30s in there.
And they built
this new theater with this great big parking lot. It was unheard of out here at that time. And it's where London Drug is now built. But Ernie Digney was our age. He owns the bowling alley now up at near Simpson Sears. And he, of course, was the only one with a car. Fortunately, it was a convertible, so we could all pile into this lovely yellow car and go from school home, and that saved walking or taking your bike.
Yeah, I bet you felt great too.
Oh yeah, it was great to have that car.
Well, that would have been talking movies came in sometime around then.
I can only remember talking movies. Mum's days were the non-talking, the silent movies.
Can you remember the first talking movie you went to?
Yes, I can. It was Al Jolson in... what's the title of it? But I had to go up to New York to hear it.
To New York?
I was on my way to England with my husband right after the war, which would be in the 45 or 46... Yeah. That we went, and
the talk.
No, that wasn't it.
I think they came late 20s or early 30s.
I can only remember seeing one silent movie, and that was a neighbor of ours, Mrs. Barwise, took me to see Charlie Chaplin in Modern Times, and that was the only silent one I can remember.
Mixed up there, I can't remember.
Well, that doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't really matter, does it?
It'll...